gracious God in heaven, we call on your wonderful name. We thank you for the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We're glad, amen, when we hunger and thirst after righteousness, we shall be filled, Lord. We thank you for the Spirit of God tonight, Lord. We thank you for heart and soul represented here tonight. Ever God blessing me to every name of Jesus. Help us, God. And just, oh, God, help us, dear Lord, to have that enthusiasm. God, to go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. Help us, Jesus, to live a life pleasing in your sight, Lord. Anoint us with the Holy Ghost, each and every one, Lord. Take and save, sanctify, and fill with the Holy Ghost. Give gifts of the Holy Ghost. Give fruit to the Spirit. Yes. God bless the gift and the giver. We love you and praise you for everything we accomplished. In Christ's name we pray.
All right, it's good to be back to the Upper Room Fellowship. May the Lord just richly bless you for coming tonight. It's just to be good to be in the house of the Lord. Don't you love and appreciate what the Lord has done for you? We are beginning a new year this year. Looking for the best is yet to come for the child of God. We just believe that the Lord's able to encourage our hearts and help us here tonight. And our help comes from above. We're looking for help from the Lord tonight. Good to see Brother Dennis coming in. Appreciate him and his wife being here. And I always like to prefer my brother. You're welcome to preach, brother, if you want to. Like to, you can come right on around and preach. Amen. What else you want to do, brother?
Let you preach.
All right. Amen. I always like to prefer my brother. Amen. But we'll go on anyway. I do appreciate Brother Dennis standing up for me in my absence. Been last week. I appreciate him doing that. It really helped me out. I don't have too many to call on anymore. One of the reasons is that I'm in this area and I don't know as many preachers, I guess, as I used to. I have a list. I sat down one day and tried to made a list of the preachers I've used in 20 years of ministry. I think I come up with close to 60 names. You think, well, out of 60 ministers, surely you have someone. But out of close to 60 ministers, you'd be surprised how many is in other states and other ministries and passed away and this, that, and the other. Amen. So he's not too many to use like it used to be. It is that way for me, so for different reasons. But we do thank the Lord for Brother Dennis and appreciate his testimony he shared with us the other service that he was here.
Yes, Brother Ben.
And that was such a blessing. And I'm sure he's got other things he can share later on with us, I'm sure. Amen. Praise the Lord. Do you love the Lord tonight?
Yes, Brother Ben.
I'd like to share with you from your scripture, Psalms 107. This is a chapter that we have preached from before. I'm sure over the years maybe I've preached other messages from this chapter. And but there's one thing for sure. You never preach the same message over again. And so we want to receive from the Word of God, from Psalms 107, if you have any Bibles. Amen. Just pray for me. It seems like I'm a little congested tonight, but the Lord's able to help me. Amen. If we look to Psalms 107. Let's look down to verse number 20. We'll begin reading there in verse number 20. He sent his word and he healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. And let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving, declare his works with rejoicing. They that go down to the sea in ships, that do business in great waters, these see the works of the Lord and his wonders in the deep. For he commandeth and raiseth the stormy wind, which lifteth up the waves thereof. They mount up to heaven, they go down again to the depths. Their soul is melted because of trouble. They reel to and fro and stagger like a drunken man and are at their wit's end. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he bringeth them out of their distresses. He maketh the storm a calm so that the waves thereof are still. Then are they glad because they be quiet, so he bringeth them into their desired haven. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. If we look back to verse number 27, I could take my message from this verse, that they reel to and fro, and they stagger like a drunken man, and are at their wit's end. I like the title of my message tonight, Are You at Your Wit's End? Do you feel like that you are at your wit's end?
Bless you, Lord.
Amen. In other words, you feel like that you're backed up against the wall. Have you ever been in that place that you felt like the adversary of your soul has been oppressing you and troubling you and hindering you and putting stumbling blocks in your way? Do you feel like that you're at your wit's end? In other words, you feel like that you're at a standstill, and I know the Bible says, be still and know that I'm the Lord thy God. I'm able to deliver you. I'm able to help you. But you feel like sometimes that you have prayed the same prayer.
Come on.
You have put forth the same efforts. You have tried to do all that you could to go forth for God, but it seems like something here is in my way. It seems like I come to wit's end because I feel like I have tried and tried and I will try again. But it seems like it's always the same. And there seems to be no differences in my life at this present time. But I want to move toward God. I want God to move me. I want God to saturate me. I want God to help me. I want God to strengthen me. That you may feel tonight that you are at your wit's end. In other words, you feel like you're not going anywhere. Oh yes, you just feel like you've been in the same condition for a while and you need a refreshing coming from the presence of the Lord.
Come on, brother.
Amen. You need that inward man to be renewed.
That's right.
You need a fresh touch of God in your life.
Yes, come on.
How many believe that He's able to send a fresh touch?
Yes, come on.
Amen. How many believe He can bring a great anointing and the power? We need the Holy Ghost manifestations. We need the power of God to work among us. We need God's strength. We need God's help. But you may feel that you are at your wit's end.
Come on, brother. Go ahead.
What kind of resources do I have in God? What kind of help do I have in the Lord? I refer to here in the morning, reading to you, that these men, that they would praise the Lord for the wonderful works to the children of men. But what they were in distress. They were in distress.
That's right.
They were troubled. They were in the sea. It reminds me about Jonah. I don't know if you ever thought about it this way, but Jonah went down to Joppa, and he went down to the hinder part of the ship, the hinder part, down to the lower parts of the ship. Then they throwed him overboard, so he went down to the depths of the sea, down to Joppa, down in the ship, down in the depths of the sea. It wasn't only that, he went down to the belly of that great big fish. So Jonah just kept going down and down and down and down. And he felt like when he got down in that old fish's belly, he felt like he was in hell. He felt like he cried unto the Lord to deliver me from this place.
That's right.
Amen. Did the Lord deliver him? He surely did. He was willing to obey then. He was running from the calling of God, but then he was willing to obey.
Right.
You know, the Lord can get us in that place sometimes that we feel like we're backed up against the wall. Amen. But glory to God, the Lord knows what He's doing.
Yes.
A lot of times when we're backed up against the Lord, that's when the Lord's working.
That's right.
Amen. We want to see Him at work.
That's right.
So let's just pray tonight. Will you just pray with me and for me that God just have His will to be done here in this service? Brother Dennis, if you would pray over the message tonight.
Father, we just want to come to you tonight.
Yes, hallelujah, Lord. We acknowledge you.
Especially tonight, Lord, thanking you for Jesus. Oh, you took our place upon the cross. We could have salvation, our sins forgiven, and be given this gift of eternal life. Oh, we just thank you for the Holy Spirit tonight,
yes,
Father. Just pray that His anointing would be upon Pastor Caps tonight. Oh, God, that you just have your way in this service,
yes,
tonight, Father. Oh, just feed us, Lord. We came here to receive spiritual manna and spiritual food from heaven. And we just pray, oh, God, that you just bless us now. And just feed us, Lord. Just feed us. Will you thank you and praise you and have your way in this service. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
And one who loved the Lord said, amen. Glory be to God. Amen. You feel like now that you're at wit's end? Amen. What is the solution to my problem? I say, what is the solution to my problem? You remember the preacher coming by and preaching what, amen, what to do when you don't know what to do? You remember that? As he preached what to do when you don't know what to do. Amen. There is a solution to all of our problems. There is help in the time of trouble. There's resources in God. There is strength in the Almighty. Amen. A lot of times we feel that when we're hurting, that when we're lonely, when we're afraid, when we're in pain, or we are overwhelmed by circumstances beyond our control, We can quickly turn aside, amen, from our true source of peace and victory. But instead we may look to human ways and resources. But we all know God is still on his throne, and he is taking care of his own. How many believes that tonight?
Amen.
And he is waiting for us to call on him. Amen. If Jeremiah 33 and 6, call unto the Lord, and he will ask thee and show thee great and mighty things that thou knowest not. Why can't we call upon the Lord? Isaiah 55 and 6 says, call ye upon the Lord, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he's near to us. Amen. We need to call upon the Lord while he is near to us. We know the answer to all of our needs is to be found alone in God and being shut up with God. Have you ever been shut up with him? Amen. We're reminded about Noah. Amen. When the time that God shut the door of the ark, the door of mercy was shut, but Noah was also shut in with God. Amen. Amen. Upon that ark of safety, he was shut in with God. Amen. God was present with Noah and with his family. It means everything to be shut in with him. Amen. Praise God. In discouragement of the worst kind, to give in to fear and despair while ignoring the majesty and the faithfulness of our loving Heavenly Father, that the Lord God sent to Israel, I have talked with you from heaven. In all places where I record my name, I will come unto thee, and I will bless thee. In Exodus 20, 22, and 24. But Israel had answered, God has forgotten to be merciful. But the Lord said, I have not forsaken thee.
That's right.
Oh yes, you may become discouraged. You may ignore the Lord's promises. And you may doubt what he really says. Amen. You may be downcast if you're going on carrying unnecessary burdens of guilt and fear and loneliness and anxiety and turmoil. Have you refused to rest on the Lord's grain and his precious promises? Knowing in Romans 8:28, the very familiar scripture, knowing that all things shall work together for good to them that love God, to them that are called according to his purpose. Amen. Knowing when he said in Psalms 34:15 and 17, the eyes of the Lord upon the righteous, and his ear open to their cry, that the righteous cry, and the Lord heareth, and he delivereth them out of all their troubles. Let us not become impatient. And let us act according to our feelings. That when we get into trouble and we cry out to God for mercy and help, all of heaven goes into motion on our behalf. How many believes that?
Yes.
Should the Lord let us see into the spiritual world and become the good things he has prepared for all those who call on him, for all those who trust in him? Oh yes, he will not forsake you. He's not going to leave you out in that wilderness to die. Amen. It is time for God to help us. Amen. We come to the place in our walk with the Lord. If we're walking to that dry and barren places and we feel like we're, amen, in a standstill, as I said, and we feel like we're looking, amen, beyond the things that can really help us. Amen. Because we begin to look at all the other resources of life. But let me tell you, church, tonight and saint of God, God is present in your circumstance. He's present in the time of trouble. Amen. The psalmist David could cry out, said, the Lord is my help. He is my present help in the time of trouble. He is my habitation. He is my refuge. He is my hiding place. He is the horn and the buckler of my salvation. He's my shield, my horn, and my buckler. He is my high tower. He has put me as a watchman. And therefore, when I look upon the high places in God, the places I can soar, the places I desire to reach, the higher places I desire to gain in my victorious life of living, I come to know when I come to with sin. That's when God has me backed up into a place that I must trust him. He's got me backed up into a place, amen, I must maintain the faith that I have in God, that he's going to carry me through my sufferings and my trials. I preached this morning, the trial of your faith is much more precious than gold. If we count our faith as a value to us, we'll realize it is such a value for us to keep in our walk with the Lord, that we should never look and be like the drunken man. And what James 1 teaches us, if any man lack of wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth to all men liberty, upbraid, and knowledge shall be given him, and he must ask in faith without wavering. For he that wavers is like the wave of the sea, the wind is driven and tossed to and fro. That's what the drunken man is. He's let that wavering faith, amen, be like the waves and the winds of the sea. Amen, driven, tossed to and fro. Let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. Amen, anything of the Lord, that a double man is, a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. We cannot be like the drunken man. We cannot be like the double-minded man. Amen. We don't need to be in that place. We need to have our faith firm, standing upon the promises of God. Amen. We're realizing our help is in the Lord. We're realizing that we're looking into God. We're depending upon Him to help us through these trying hours. Amen. There's a reason why God has you in the place that you are. Amen. He's going to get our attention somehow. Amen. Glory to God. If we feel like that we have done some kind of wrong, I believe He would chasten or chastise those in whom He loves. And therefore, God knows when He needs to correct us. God knows when He needs to help us. God knows when we feel like we're going the last mile of the way. But our faith should not let us waver. Amen. In that faith, and say, God, help me, strengthen me. I want to overcome all these obstacles that's come my way. You remember me preaching a message one time? Your obstacles is God's opportunities.
Amen.
I say your obstacles at times is God's opportunity to do His work, amen, to finish His work upon you and in your life, amen, to bring you to the place that you're going to fully trust Him for every need in your life, that you're going to fully trust God. I want to be to the man that's fully persuaded, don't you? Amen, to commit my life unto God, knowing no more what Paul said, amen, I believe that He is able, amen, to keep that which I have committed unto Him against that day. Praise God. I don't know what Paul was committing unto God, but he committed it unto the Lord. At times we need to know in that place that we have commitment unto the Lord. We are placing ourselves upon the altar and say, Lord, I want to commit this deed and take this deed, take my burdens to the Lord, and I'm going to have to learn to leave them there.
Amen.
Psalms 55 and 22 says, amen, cast your cares upon the Lord, your burdens upon the Lord, and He shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved.
Yes. Amen.
He said in Psalms 1, for the righteous man. Amen. Oh yes. He's going to plant him just like a tree that is planted by the rivers of waters. Amen. And whatsoever he shall do, he shall prosper. The man that depends upon God, that trusts in God. Amen. It walks before him that he will not withhold any good thing from those who walk upright. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Amen. That when the righteous cry, the Lord heareth them and saveth them out of all their troubles. That's why David said, I was once young, but now I'm old. I'll never see the righteous forsaken, or his seed begging bread. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord shall deliver out of them all. God is dear of a broken heart, saveth such of a contrite spirit. God knows those who are broken. God knows those who are in need. And God's going to lift us up and help us that we will come to witness Him. He's going to be there. He's in He's moving in the midst of our troubles. He's moving when the circumstances look bleak and the situations become hard. I know the adversary comes against me, but I'm stable in my walk with God. I want to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. After that, you have suffered a while. He's going to strengthen and establish and settle you and let you know that God is still God and He will always be God. There's times He will move in the midst of the fire of trouble that comes against you, but He's still God, just like it was with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. There's a fourth man that's walking in your trouble. There's a fourth man that's walking in your house. There's a fourth man walking around your house. There's a fourth man that's in your automobile with you. That fourth man is still there, held the right hand of the Father, making the intercession for us tonight. And I'm glad to know it. There's still a fourth man that's alive tonight, and that is Jesus Christ. Let's give Him a good hand clap of praise tonight. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. We come to the place that we feel that we are at wit's end. Like the drunken man is running to and fro. It's like I'm staggering. I don't want to have that kind of staggering faith. Amen. When they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, He bringeth them out of all their distresses. He maketh the storm a calm, so that the waves there are still. That's when the disciples were on the ship. Amen. The storm came on the sea. Jesus was asleep on the ship. They awakened Him because of the winds and the storm that come on the sea. Lord, save us lest we perish. Amen. And Jesus awakened out of His sleep, and He rebuked the winds and the waves, and they obeyed Him. And they said, behold, what manner of man is this, that even the waves and the winds, that they obey him.
Amen.
Amen. In the time of your trouble, we ought to be able to cry out, behold, what manner of man is this?
Right.
Behold, what manner of man is this? Because you're looking to Jesus. I say your faith is in Christ. Amen. Glory to God. We're looking unto Jesus tonight. He is the author and the finisher of our faith. That's him tonight. He is the author and he is the finisher. And we must believe that he that has begun a good work in you shall perform it unto the day of Jesus Christ. By the way, he's going to finish that he has begun in you. He's going to finish it unto the day of Jesus Christ. You believe that tonight? Amen. The kingdom of God is within you. The power that is within you. We have peace and a lively hope and trust in the living God. Amen. Praise the Lord. He's there for us, church. Amen. He's there. Amen. Praise God. In their trouble, in their distress, they cry unto the Lord. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness, for his wonderful works unto the children of men. They offer sacrifices of thanksgiving, but they declared the works of the Lord, that they did it with rejoicing. They did it with rejoicing. They mounted up to heaven. Amen. Going down to the depths. Their soul is melted because of all their trouble. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he brought them out of all their distresses. And he believes that tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Listen, he maketh the hungry to dwell, that they may prepare a city of habitation, and they can sow the fields, and they can plant vineyards, which may yield fruits of increase. But he blessed them also, that they are multiplied greatly.
That's right.
Oh, praise God. And they're brought low through oppression and their affliction and their sorrow. Verse number 39. But he poureth contempt upon princes, and causeth them to wander in the wilderness where there is no way. Yet setteth he the poor on high from affliction, and maketh them families like a flock. That the righteous shall see it and rejoice, and all iniquity shall stop her mouth.
Yes.
Whoso is wise and will observe these things, even they shall understand the loving kindness of the Lord our God.
Yes.
Amen. And that's why David could go and say in Psalms 108, my heart is fixed, I'm going to sing, I'm going to praise, even with all glory. Awake, psalmistry in heart, I myself will wake early, I will praise the Lord among the people. I will sing praises unto thee among all these nations. Amen. Praise God. And that's the way I want to be when I feel like I've come down to the last mile of the way. In other words, I fought a good fight, but it seemed like the fight is increasing. In other words, all the fiery darts of the wicked is coming against me. Haman is from behind, it's forward, it's to the left, it's to the right. Haman, the fiery darts of Satan is coming against me. I'm oppressed. I can't pray. I don't feel like I can go forward, but I surely have no desire to go backward. I done burned all the bridges behind me. I've come too far to look back. I've ever had, but still I don't feel God like I used to feel him. Amen. Glory to God. God, where are you tonight? Where are you? Are you going to help me? Amen. That's why they said they cried unto the Lord in the time of their distress. But he's a God that's going to hear us just in the time that we need to be brought out of that kind of trouble and that kind of trial. He's going to refresh us. He's going to help us. Amen. Even though that we may feel that we are at wit's end, he's a God who will never leave us, and he will never forsake us. Don't you love him tonight? Has he been true to you? Has he been real to you? Has he helped you? Has he blessed you? He's a God that's going to remain the same. People change, God don't change. His word don't change for no one. His word is for us all to keep and to hide within us and to abide and keep it, live it, faithfully trust it, believe it, pray over it. Sell it within our hearts. Like David, hide your word in my heart, that I sin not against thee, O God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let thy word be a lamp unto my feet and a light in my path. God, I need you to enlighten me and help me. Amen. Oh, yes, the pressures of life, the stress of life. Amen. I'm losing my strength. I need help from God. Move me, Lord. Touch me. Let there be such a spiritual opening or understanding or, amen, glory to God, in me that I can just see more of what I need to know in the realm of the Spirit. Let me see more of what God has for me, Lord. Just give me some kind of insight of the things that I need to look for. I need some more hope in my trial. I need to grasp hold to something that's going to help me. You grasp hold to the horns of the altar and let God do a work in your life. I say grab hold of the horns of the altar of God and let Him move and help you and saturate you and move within you once again. Yes, you may be hurting, you may be afraid, you may be discouraged, you may be walking in that place, amen, through those dry and barren places. But God is still present. Amen. He's still there. I say you may feel burdens of guilt, may have anxiety, there may be turmoil, there may be trouble on every side. But God is still real. He's still on His throne, He's still taking care of His own. I believe that, don't you? As I already said, David said, He's our present help in the time of trouble. When I walk in the midst of trouble, He will revive me. Revive us again, O Lord, that thy people may rejoice in thee. Amen. Amen. Revive us again, O Lord. Amen. Saints of God. Amen. We don't have to call for revival to have revival. You can walk with the Lord and He can revive you day by day. Yes, He can. He can move in your life and let you know He's still God. I say you haven't felt the Lord in a while. Just hang on. Your blessing's coming. The sounds of blessing is coming upon the church of Jesus Christ. He raised His presence. I don't know about you. Amen. I don't know if you checked around or asked the Lord what the weather forecast is for the Upper Room Fellowship. Amen. Glory to God. Lately, I don't know if you've asked the Lord what kind of weather forecast is coming for the Upper Room Fellowship. Amen. Now, you may feel it's cloudy or partly cloudy.
Come on,
right. That's the way you may feel. Amen. But He said there's coming a 100% chance of rain.
Amen.
100% chance. How many believe in that tonight? Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. 100% chance. Amen. 100%. Glory to God. When they call for 100%, that's going to let you know. Amen. It's going to rain. It's going to rain. It's going to rain all day. That's the saints of God. That's where God wants to help you. He wants to let you know there's showers of blessing in your life. You may not see it. You may not know it. But it's on its way. It's coming for you. And God knows when to send it. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. He knows when to send the rain. He knows when to send the blessings. But there's reasons there's times of drought. There's reasons why you're walking through dry and barren places. Amen. Lake Hartwell, you step outside, you walk down the road, travel down the road, you don't have to go too far to look there, and you can see that there's been drought. Amen. Moderate drought, severe drought has come in this area. Amen. Oh yes. And we need rain. We need rain. We need more rain. We need to be to have that lake level to move up a little bit. But listen, saints of God, if there's ever been a spiritual outpouring of God's presence, amen, in the last day, He said, I'll pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. Amen. I believe He can still pour out His Spirit and touch the hearts of His people. Amen. His maidens, handmaidens of that day, I will pour out my Spirit. Amen. Oh yes, and I believe He still can pour it out. He still can refresh us and help us in the time of need. I want you to be honest with me tonight. Have you ever felt in your walk with the Lord that you have come to wit's end? That there seemed that there was no way out of your trial, no way out of your suffering, no way out of your trouble. Amen. You felt like discouragement has set in. You keep going to church. You're still faithful to what God is helping you to do. And you're still awaiting and awaiting and awaiting that blessing to come. He said, don't be weary in well-doing. For in due season, I mean, believes in that due season. we shall reap if we faint not. Amen. That Jesus said that men always ought to pray and not to faint. And we know Isaiah 40:31. We know the scripture there. I believe Psalms 27:14. Amen. We know the word of God, what he says about waiting upon the Lord. And we know we can apply those scriptures to our lives. And we know we can wait upon the Lord, but he shall renew our strength. Have they believe just in due season? He can work. And he's going to work. And he's going to work. He's going to help us. Listen, church. I don't know about you, but 2013 can be a great year for you. It can be a great year for the church. God is still God. It doesn't matter what happens around us. God is still taking care of his people, and he always will. We must just be thankful to what God has called us to do. That's what we have to do. Amen. Listen, if we feel that we can do our part, he'll always do his. Times we fail to do ours, but he never fails to do his. Amen. He's always on time. Brother-in-law, you sing the song. He's there all the time. Amen. Praise God. I believe he's there all the time.
Amen.
I said there'll be times now you're going to have to walk by faith. Your faith's going to be tested. You're going to be tried. I say you're going to have to be tried. Amen. According to your faith. What can I do to have victory in my trial? What can I do? Amen. To have victory through my suffering, like I preached this morning. Amen. But the trial of faith is much more precious than gold. But once I go through the fire, I'm going to be purified when I come out. Amen. There's going to be a purification that's taking place. That's why the work of sanctification is very important. Amen. That's why we have separated ourselves not only from the things of the world, but we have set ourselves apart to do the work of God in the service of God, and let God begin to do that work in you. Whatever ability, whatever talent that you have within your life, let God motivate that. Amen. And stir that which is up in you. That's why Paul gave instruction to the young minister of Timothy, the young evangelist, and he prayed for him. Amen. But he applied it to this, now, son. Stir up the gift of God which is in you by the laying on of hands. Amen. Now, the laying on of hands ministry was in the life of the Apostle Paul. Many times by the laying on of hands, many received the Holy Ghost. Many were healed. Amen. Praise God. It was by the piece of cloth. What it symbolizes when we take no more than the oil and we apply it to that cloth and we make that prayer cloth or that prayer apron or whatever it is to give it what it symbolizes, what James' word teaches us. Amen. If there's any sick among you, let him call for the elders of the church. Amen. That the prayer of faith shall save the sick. And on with all, that the prayer of faith shall save the sick, of spiritual and physical. If he's committed any sins, it shall be forgiven him. Amen. Praise God. A spiritual need, a physical need. Just call on the elders of the church, knowing with all that the prayer of faith shall save the sick. Amen. Oh yes, if we confess our faults, amen, that we may be healed. Amen. There's things that should be taking place, but listen, saints of God, we disobedient to the voice of the Lord, we obedient to the command of God, we obedient to the word of the Lord, and the times of my distress, and the time of my trouble. Amen. Glory to God. He applies that I need in my soul, and he brings a stirring within me. And church, I want that tonight, don't you? I want God. Amen. I want God to help me. You say, well, preacher, it's just a month or two ago I was doing so good. And all of a sudden, why does it happen that way? It happened to Elijah. Within a 24-hour period, when he's on a Mount Carmel. Amen. And all that he experienced there on Mount Carmel. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. And God sent the rain. And he outran Ahab back to the city. But there was Ahab's wife, oh Jezebel, who was like a top of Satan to come against the great man of God. And that's what happened to him. Amen. Because of all the 450 prophets of Baal and all the work of Elijah, all the faith that he kept in God and all the work that God had in his life, that he come to the place, amen, he desired to die. Like, I've had enough of this and I want to die. Amen. But God had a work for that man. He strengthened him. He set the meat in due season. He set the strength, amen, the water to sustain all that he needed in this journey. But he had to get up on his own two feet. He had to put forth the effort. I know, amen, God can strengthen and God can bless us. But saints of God, there's something we must do on our part. There's something we can do on our part. Amen. To stand still and see the salvation of the Lord with you. As Moses said, and let the work of God carry on. against God like it was with Moses. When he stretched forth that rod and that Red Sea just departed. Amen. As they was able to walk over on dry ground. And when they got over on the other side, they took the psalmistry, the dance, and the praise. Even Miriam, Moses' sister, amen, one had a praise unto God as they played their timbrels and their dance as they worshiped the Lord their God for victory on that day. When God calls them to allow them to go over on the other side on dry ground. Amen. When Pharaoh's army come in the same path, he put those waters back together and they drowned in the depths of the sea. Amen. Praise God. And I think about that even with Pharaoh's army, that they was drowned in the depths of the sea. Amen. Applied to, they didn't go down to the depths of the sea like it was with Jonah, I've already said, but God delivered him from the sea. But he didn't deliver Pharaoh's army. Amen. He didn't deliver Pharaoh's army. They were drowned in the depths of the sea. But he delivered Jonah. He delivered him from the depths of the sea. He delivered him from the belly of that great big fish. And he's going to deliver you. He's going to help you. He's going to bless you. Preacher, what can I do when I feel like I've come to my wit's end? One definition, one person said, when we feel like we've come to the wit's end, it's just like we're in the grave with both ends knocked out. In other words, we feel like we're in a place where all hope is gone. That's the way we feel. We're going by our feelings. That all hope is gone. We feel like maybe we've already dug our own grave. Amen. We're in that darkened place. We're in that shadow of doubt. We're in that place that we feel like we can't move toward God. But listen, amen, praise God, Jesus revived those who needed to be revived from the dead. And I know people are dying spiritually. I know that men are weakened spiritually. Amen. I've always said, and I say it again, if men begin to lose their desire, losing your desire to pray, losing your desire to be faithful to the things of God and the work of God, the church of God, and the things that you know that you need to do, if you're losing your desire, amen, you are in trouble. You need to cry to the Lord to help you to strengthen your desire to get you back to the place that you once was. That's why I feel that some people are at their wit's end, that they're losing their desire. What can I do to regain that back? What can I do to regain that which I've lost? Amen. The first thing we can do is look up. The next thing we can do is get up. Look up and get up. And then live for Jesus. Look up and get up and live for Jesus. He's wanting to help us tonight.
Amen.
What can I do because I feel like I've come to wit's end? Seems like all hope has vanished away. Seems like I've tried and I've tried and I've failed and I've failed. Amen. I say, I've been serving the Lord now for 33 years. I've been through a lot of trials. I've had a lot of burdens. I've faced a lot of hardships. I've faced a lot of oppression. I've fought the devil tooth and nail. Amen. Yes, I have. And many things have come my way. But it's like I preached this morning, the trial of my faith, knowing that I've even valued that God has given me. He's brought me through it. I've overcome. I'll overcome again.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. I say we're more than conquerors through Him that has loved us. We are more than conquerors. We shall triumph, we shall overcome, and for he that overcometh, amen, shall have his right to the tree of life. Amen, glory to God, for he that overcometh shall have his place. Listen, it's going to be for all of those who overcome and have victory in Jesus' name. I'm coming out of this suffering. I'm coming out of my trial, but I'm coming out with victory. I'm coming out with praise. I'm coming out praising my God because he will help me, even though I'm at wit's end. What to do when you don't know what to do? Amen. What to do when you don't know what to do? How would you answer that question? If I ask you tonight what to do when you don't know what to do, if I was to ask you if you feel like you're at your wit's end, what can you tell me that you must do to regain that that you felt like that you lost? You remember me preaching, it seemed like we can go back into the enemy's camp and take back all that he has stolen away from us. Let him steal no more. He He's a thief. He's out to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus come to give life and to give it more abundantly. The abundant life that we have in Christ, the riches and the blessings and the mercy of Almighty God, all that we have in Christ tonight, all the blessings are still flowing. Amen. Hallelujah. We can still come boldly before the throne of grace, and we can still obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. How many believes that tonight? How many believes that He can calm the troubled waters of your soul? Amen. What was that saying, Jeff, you said one time? You sang a song about He can calm the troubled waters of our soul. But what's the reverse of that? If He lets the storm rage, can He calm you? You remember how we brought it out, how that there is an eye of the storm, that in the eye of the storm there's a great calm. But the storm is still there, but there's an eye. There's a place to be in the eye of the storm. I guess through severe tornadoes, that if a person happened to be in the eye of the storm, they will not suffer maybe as much as others who are right in the midst of the storm. In other words, through the destruction of the storm, through the high winds of the storm, through the storm's damage and the things that they are, that through the eye of the storm there is a great calm. Amen. Praise God. He knows how to calm us in the midst of our struggles and troubles. Amen. Right in the time of storm, He's there. And when the storm passes over, that's the thing about it, the storm will pass over. Amen. It's going to be over after a while. Amen. All trouble's going to be over after a while. Amen. Praise God. We must believe that, church, tonight. He's going to help us. Amen. Let us not become impatient and act according to our feelings. But let us go to the Lord. Let us cry. Let us plead for mercy and help. Oh, God, help me. Oh, God, help me. I don't understand, Lord. I don't understand the way that You work at times. But I know it's all for the good of my soul. Let me just learn to trust and lean on the breast of Jesus, like John. Let me be near unto Him. Lord, just let me lean on Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Let me be in the place to know He is my comfort. Paul, amen, he was a one who moved with fear. He feared his God. He preached Christ, but he walked in the comfort of the Holy Ghost. And through the times of that comfort, he was there. And that's what we have tonight. We have the comfort of the Holy Ghost. We have help in God. He's given us all that we need to maintain this relationship. He's given us all that we need to maintain help in the troubled storm, in the troubled way of life. He's there for us. So we don't need to be discouraged. I preached Wednesday night how that we can be encouraged in days of difficulty. We're living in perilous times, days of difficulty. Amen. But how can God help us to be encouraged in days of difficulty? Days of trouble. Evil all around. Fears grip hearts and men. Amen. Because of the things that's happening around. But oh, let us not fear. Jesus is near. He's going to help us. Amen. Praise God. I know there will come a time when men's hearts shall fail them for fear of the things that's coming upon this world. I know people, amen, will be overcharged with cares of life. Amen. Don't be overcharged with this drunkenness and the cares of all the life suffering, all the things that men drown themselves in. Amen. But we cannot go down and drown in a way of despair and distress. Amen. No. We need to, amen, hold on to the faith that we have, that we're coming out of that storm. We're coming out with victory. We're coming out with praise tonight, glory to God. Amen. I said there was really trouble like a drunken man that was staggering around. Amen. Oh, yes, we can't let our faith waver like that. We can't be like a drunken man. We got to stand firm on God's word and promises. Say, God, I'm going to believe it, and You're going to help me. Everybody believes it tonight. Let's give you a good hand clap of praise all over the house tonight. What can I do when I feel I'm at wit's end? What can I do, preacher? Amen. Like I told you this morning, We can always have words of comfort when somebody comes to you during the time of your suffering, your trouble, and they remind you, listen, brother, everything's going to be all right. All things shall work together for good to them who love God. Amen. I love to hear those words. Amen. Praise be to God. Everything's going to work out all right, knowing that all things shall work out for good to them who love God. Amen. So, times we fail, but He never fails us. Let's come around this altar tonight. Let's pray about this message. I know God's able to strengthen us. I know He's able to help us. He's faithful. Amen. Let us be faithful in what He's called us to do. Let us stand firm. Let us stand upon the promises of God. Let's desire more of His Word in these times of distress and trouble. He's there for us, church. He's going to help us. He's going to bless us like He's never blessed us before. He's going to reward our faith as long as we trust Him. Believe His Word, stand on His promises, and He's going to be a God to us tonight.